Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear facts and fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
Are we back? Bear facts and fishtails, Mark and Larry. Except that we have Larry Hansen sitting in on the other side because Mark is in the Florida Keys. I know the sun went down now, so he's probably hiding from the mosquitoes down there. I just want to say this, Larry. Yep. Larry, are you
there,
Larry?
I'm here, Larry.
This morning, I'm reading the paper in Outdoor News, doing my show prep. You know, I get up at 4 o'clock on Sundays and study for 8 hours to do this show. Because it's embarrassing to just work 2 days a week, or 2 hours a week. I saw that the fishing licenses were due. Now, I would have went fishing tomorrow without thinking about it, so I had to go get my fishing license today. Mm-hmm. Any listeners, any old guys out there that are still not used to March 1st, don't forget to buy your license.
Yeah, and one more thing on that, Larry. I have it written down here. Same thing you just said, and I've done that, okay, especially when they changed it to March 1st.
Right.
But if you have a tandem trailer, You need a new license on that, new tabs, man. It's February, due in February. So
yeah,
and at the boat ramps, that's one of the major things these guys look for because it's easy money for them, is to tag people with expired plates, basically.
Yeah, so. I wonder if a guy would just go in a DNR, an office, and say, I got a homemade trailer and just get the one that goes around, a lifetime one? Do you think a lot of course, down there and down in the cities, they already know about that scam, huh?
I'm sure they do, Larry. So,
have a tandem. I don't have a tandem, and I still have to have it because I have a trailer that is, what do you call it? Heavy. It can take a heavier load, but it's not a tandem. So,
okay.
Just, you know, you may have one like I have, and you still have to get that $17 every year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
us fixed income people.
Okay. But nonetheless, it's still, you need to have it, or you're gonna get nailed. Not on the highway. You're gonna get nailed at an access.
Right. So. Well, I get that because I'm sure the highway patrol got a lot of stuff to worry about other than looking at license on the trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. I want to do one other public service announcement, and I have many, but usually don't give them. On February 24th, which is a couple days back, the new deer feeding ban went in for Carlton County, Chisago County, Douglas County, Isanti County, Kennebec County, Pine County, and Pope County. The deer feeding ban will remain in Stearns County also due to the proximity to Douglas County. Now, because of the amount of snow, I would guess that more people are feeding deer than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, okay, if you're feeding deer in those counties I just mentioned, they could put you to jail. You're going away. You're going to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm just joking. However, those bans are in effect.
So, yeah, do they fly over for that, or they?
I don't know.
Look for corn on the ground, or what?
You know? Anonymous tips.
I got a lot of buddies that feed deer, and they're probably going to continue feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a gap in what the DNR says and some people believe.
Mm-hmm. And did you see at the wolf thing they're talking about too?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, no, I only know a little bit about it, Larry.
You know as much as I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah.
They're expanding the Wolf Advisory Board, and there was the Tim Spielman, who is an editor at Outdoor News. He's a little upset over this because what it's going to do is it's going to boondoggle. It's going to slow down the fact that Minnesota, we're bringing in people that don't live in the state that will have a say in this wolf stuff that goes on. And that's going to slow it all down. Folks, we're probably never going to get to shoot wolves. Because there's people with a lot of money living all in other parts of the United States that are just going to take and spend millions of dollars if they have to, because they have it, so that you and I can't decide what we should do in Minnesota, the state we live in, with wolves. So basically, Tim is saying that it's going to get harder, without through all the BS, to get a law that allows us to shoot wolves.
It's an interesting time we live in, Larry. It just truly is, isn't it? Okay.
So woke culture.
Woke. Yeah, woke. Yeah, right. Woke. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. But I had a buddy who hunted with his sons back in the... was there a kid hunt for turkeys back in the fall?
I'm sure there was.
I think there was. And yeah. They're in their blind. Okay, whatever. Anyway, he has a... on video, and it's on my phone, so I can send it to you, a wolf chasing down a turkey.
Ooh.
That's in out by Locky Parle. That's where he's from.
Other, yeah. There's a good population of wolves in Locky Parle.
Yeah. So,
now.
It's not just to the North Country anymore, people, is the whole problem, too, you know?
But, you know, historically, the gray wolf was eating buffalo 200 years ago up by Lac La Parle, so they deserve to be there, you know.
Okay.
And of course, you and I are not, we're not anti-wolves. We just know that there's enough of them in Minnesota where we don't want any more.
Right. They need to be controlled. Yeah, we don't want them wiped out. No, we went through the process of bringing them back, so...
And I have categorically stated many a time that I will not personally ever shoot one unless I happen to buy 500 acres and plant corn in there and the wolves move in there and kill all my deer.
Or you lose a dog to one. So
that might make the guy mad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't want to hunt wolves. I have no desire to do that. But I'm not against controlling... you know, what we need to control.
Right. Yeah. We're not wiping them out. But
have you seen the movie The Gray?
Oh,
no.
with
Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
It's Liam Neeson versus wolves.
I hate him.
It's pretty intense.
Right. You'd like the ending then, Larry.
Yeah, you would like the ending of that.
Okay, you would like the ending.
You mean, is he pro-wolf in this thing? Is he a conservationist or a wolf killer?
Well, he kills a few, but a man up against a pack of wolves, yeah, not going to end up very well.
No, he does
his best, but it was just a kind of an intense movie. I liked it, actually. But I'm not a big Liam Neeson fan either.
So, well, yeah. Only when I found out his politics. Then
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
He got in trouble because that other movie that he was in where he goes on like some revenge rampage or whatever, he said some story about like walking around wanting to like attack black people for some reason. Because I think somebody... like that he knew and loved or whatever was a victim of some sort of crime. So he was, and then he was generalizing kind of, and he made that comment just on a show that he was on, and then he faced a bunch of backlash. So like everybody is, we all got targets on our back, and all you got to do is say one wrong thing, and they're all coming for you.
Well, even in this, you know, small show, you know, I mean, obviously we're not national. I mean, I don't know how many listeners we actually have, but... you know, I think about it every once. I don't want to insult teachers or, you know, even English teachers.
Right. And we can just agree to disagree. We have an opinion.
Yeah, that's supposed to be.
But, I mean, they can snap, you know, my sister Lily Ozick would, you know, with the ruler, and if you said a verb was an adverb, you got it right on the knuckles. That'll never go away.
The grammar Nazis are here to stay, for sure.
I'm scared. I was scared of nuns for the first 10 years of my life.
That, again, reminds me of the Blues Brothers getting cracked with that ruler.
To tell me I didn't love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway.
So anyway, do we have any fishing stuff at all? And by the way, you know, if you got something to talk about, folks out there, give us a call, huh?
I didn't. I gave Larry my outdoor news, so I don't have it in front of me. But there was a little article kind of in there about tungsten and lead, right? Because that's still just something that, you know, and I'm unfamiliar with as somebody kind of new to the deal. But so, like what is the big difference there? What are the advantages or disadvantages?
Go ahead, Larry. Well, you start you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that article today? So did I.
Yeah, 14% of them die because of lead. I don't know where they get that number from. How many die from eagles? How many dies from muskies and northerners? And all sorts of stuff.
Well, that was a different article than I wrote. I didn't see that part of it.
Yeah.
Was that in this week's Outdoor News?
I read it somewhere today, Larry. Yeah, it was 14%. And I'm going, okay, if we had 100, 14 of them died from lead poisoning. Okay. Where did we come up with this number is what I want to get at.
So we get to the point where we don't trust.
Oh, yeah.
We don't trust anything anymore because we see what certain news, they just exaggerate everything all.
Mm-hmm. And to me, the stuff that's there right now, when it comes to sinkers and jigs, they're bigger, okay? Or if you go the tungsten way or brass, it's more expensive. I don't know, you know. I was all in favor of all and still in favor of steel shot because I've been shooting it for a long time since the reg came into play. So
Larry's mighty quiet over there.
Yeah, I can't hear anything. But anyway.
I still see him as connected, though. So I think he's there. Are you there, Larry? I think we've lost Larry. Okay, so that means.
No, we'll keep going. Anyway, that's my own opinion on it. Is it really that bad? Is it? You know, I know we went after ducks because of it. But a loon, oh, man, there's so many loons. And I love loons, but I don't know. It seems like it's just another thing to get at the rest of us under there must be a money grab there on some sort of side to push this issue. So
that sounds likely and pretty familiar.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, if you can hear me, because I know the last time this happened, I think Larry could hear me, but we couldn't hear him. Maybe try wiggling some cords or cables. I'll try giving you a call, too. We are kind of coming up on a commercial break here anyway, so let's throw into that, and then I'm going to see if I can solve this issue here and get Larry back. But so, Bear Facts and Fishtails, we'll be right back.
Bring the outdoors home with you. Mark and Larry have more Bear Facts and Fishtails for you. No boot cleaning required on Bob Outdoors.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com.
Larry here for my friends at Vexlar. They've been in business for over 60 years, and I go back a long, long ways before they even changed their name to Vexlar. Now, I had my first three-color flasher, which is the FL8, in about 1987, and by the way, it still works, but now I use the top of their line. They have a whole line of ice fishing flasher packages, but the FLX28, that's the top of their line. Now, it's an automatic. It has an automatic depth range. You drop the transducer and adjust it automatically. It has a digital readout, which is really good. Brushless technology. Now, it's not going to wear out. No brushes in there, you know, like the old days, okay? A five-color selection. Now, You can adjust whatever color is easier for you to see, and I find that white is the best for me inside of a fish house. A lot of people are, men, are colorblind a little bit to the color red. And by the way, Vexilar also has, if you go online at Vexilar.com, because not everything they make is in the retail stores, okay? And they also have reconditioned units that you can purchase if you're a little short on catch. Now, they have accessories. As an example, there's a little sweet little deal called a DD100, which you can put on your older style digital or Vexilar and give it a digital readout. A lot of things, a lot of sonar phones, underwater cameras, transducers, K-drills, all that stuff at Vexilar, V-E-X-I-L-A-R.com. You can call them at 952-884-5291. They're down in Bloomington, Minnesota. You can also remember that they fix trolling motors as well. So do not leave home without your Vexilar.
You don't have to go all the way to Ireland to enjoy an authentic Irish atmosphere. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub has all the charm of the Emerald Isle right here in Minnesota. Just west of Highway 101 in Otsego, Drake's is open 7 days a week. They have 42 Irish whiskeys and all your favorite Irish beers, including Drake's Irish Red, and the highest quality, handcrafted, made-to-order pub foods like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, patty melts, and pub fries. And you gotta try their bangers and mash. Best of all, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub, a place for good taste.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Larry Hansen is in the studio, sitting in for Mark, who's in the Keys. And, of course, I'm doing my duty to the USA. I'm guarding the border up in beautiful International Falls, Minnesota. Larry.
Yes, Larry.
Fishing knots.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's put a pin in that because I got a call right now, and the guy, he had a question about line, and I think this could probably apply.
There you go.
But so
that's
Tom,
what we're waiting for.
Tom from Brooklyn Park, you're on with Larry and Larry.
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
Hey, Tom.
Good.
So I got a wheelhouse here, and the last few weeks I've been dealing with battle reels that I have tip-up line and then a mono leader, and I keep with like a number six hook, and I keep losing when I get a northern on, they pop off at the knot. And should I be going to a fluorocarbon or a fluoro braided? I'm just sick of losing. You set the hook and it snaps right off, or they cut it.
All right. Well, are you tying directly monofilament to a braided line, or are you using a swivel?
Swivel, quick connect, and then a loop knot, mono, then right to the hook.
Tie a clinch knot to both of them. Well, if you're using braided line to the swivel, right?
Yes.
All right. Go online and learn the polymer knot for that.
And do that to the hook?
No. Well, if you're using mono to the hook, you can use a polymer knot for that as well. But I use an improved clinch knot.
Same here.
Losing it at the knot, or the line snaps because the northern comes when I'm coming up to the walleye or
cutting your, cutting your, if their teeth are cutting it off, that has nothing to do with your knot.
Yeah. So I'm getting both.
Well, you're going to lose, if you don't use a steel leader, that's going to happen with a northern, unless you go to a real heavy fluorocarbon or so. I wouldn't bother. I just put a steel leader down there.
Because usually we're in shallows going for either panfish or walleyes, you know, late in the year. And when one comes around, it's annoying to lose them. So I don't know if there's a better line I could use, like a braided or even with for lighter fishing.
Well, Larry, tell him. I mean, it's not going to matter if you're not as bad or if you're not good. Yeah.
And then how your line itself, is it weak, do you know? Are you wetting it when you tighten it up, or is your line old?
No, everything's new every year. It gets wetter when I tighten it up.
So what pound test are you actually using?
For the mono, it's 6.
Okay.
Six, 6 or 8.
Well, if pike are going to get it, kind of good luck, you know. Not to be a jerk about it, but you need to go higher on your mono if you're going to be looking for pike. I know you said walleyes are happening, and you're using a number 6 hook, but you know, when they got it, man, they got 1,000 teeth, so.
Because I've seen those ice braids, but I never use them. I don't know if those still act like mono, because I don't want something heavier with just a crappie minnow on it, you know, flopping around. And
no, we're with you there.
Yeah, you can easily tell when you're bit off because your line's frayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once in a while they'll cut it off, and it'll look like somebody took a scissors to it. But if it isn't, your knot comes loose, it'll curl up.
Yep.
You know, so go online, learn how to tie knots.
Yeah, and the Palomar knot, that is a nice knot. I like that knot.
Well, you're going to find out when we talk. We're going to talk about knots, unless we have more callers, because I pride myself on trying to tie it to all these weird knots, and my fingers don't work well enough to tie a lot of knots. They're too complicated.
Yes, they are. Hey, Larry.
They are.
Larry, I mean, you and I are identical. I'm an improved clinch guy, and I've been to Berkeley years ago when all this stuff happened, and I put my improved clinch against the polymer and all the other knots, and my knot did not fail.
Okay. I don't remember ever with monofilament and a improved clinch ever. I swear to God, losing a knot.
Mm-hmm.
Now the line, the braided line to mono type leaders, that's a whole other deal. I'm getting good at it though, but I mean, you know, that's another deal.
But so that's the suggestion, is maybe experiment with some different knots and up the pound test on the line.
But
you don't want to know. No. If you're fishing for walleyes,
right?
Or
he doesn't
want to
go higher. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't change it.
Larry, you gotta get one of those tools they have at all the trade shows where you just hook the line through. It looks like a pen, but you don't even gotta use your fingers at all.
You know, I bought one of them years ago, and it was worse. I can tell you a lot of stories about at the sports show buying these little gimmicks, and only to be coming home and saying, I just wasted $20.
Yeah, of course, they give you a little piece of paper and you lost it in your pocket. Now you don't know how to use it.
Tom, did you have a good season, man?
Yeah, this is our second year with the wheelhouse. So we got out pretty much every weekend since New Year's between Mille Lacs and some North Metro Lake, so.
Nice.
We ended last weekend with a 36-inch northern while I was packing up, but hit on a 4-pound line for while we were going for crappies, so. And that, luckily I had a spoon jig, and that saved me from getting torn, but that was all by myself reeling that one up, so that was quite the fight.
Yeah, all right, so that's just on a rattle reel then, just dead sticking kind of, basically.
The northern, the rod was literally sitting on the bench as I was packing up, but I heard a click, and I looked, and my rod's about to go down the hole, and I grab it, and luckily saved it. So,
yeah. Oh, fun, man! That had to be a fun fight.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we got one more weekend out of us, and I think we're gonna call it quits for the year.
No, but it's a good thing. I mean, you're having a lot of fun with your house and your family, right? And going out. Well, that's good to hear.
That's half the
problem.
Yep.
Making memories.
We appreciate that you listen to us dummies here.
I think I'm the dummy calling in, but we'll
No, you're not.
Way.
No. No, we're the dummies.
Take care.
some Yeah, you too.
Have a good night, Tom.
We'll see you at the show, Larry.
Thanks.
Okay, buddy. It sounds like somebody's blowing that Viking horn in my ear with this caller.
I think he was maybe on the road.
Why is it sometimes we'll get a caller and it sounds either either whales, like in the ocean, or, you know, or the Viking horn. Why am I getting that?
Well, that that was kind of a loud phone. I could just hear a lot of the wherever he was, like whether it was in the car or whatever, like a heater blowing by him. There's a lot of ambient noise.
I need an electronic expert to tell me all these things. All right.
But not.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
So should we continue with this knot thing, Larry?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm watching, you know, on YouTube, and all of a sudden I get all these knots, different knot options to watch their videos. 99% of them are way too fast. Their fingers are flying around. And after about, maybe 20 or 30 seconds into the knot thing, where he's winding it 15 times in this direction, 27.7 times in this, I turn that one off. Because my fingers ain't good enough.
No.
So you know what I tie? The easiest one for me, Lair? Mm-hmm. Leader to mono or floral to braided line, by far, is the triple surgeon's knot.
Okay.
And I'm so good at it now that I don't get it. It works really good. And for my fat little fingers, it works really good. But there are literally hundreds of knots for tying braided to monofilament.
You know, all you're not trying to do is make the Chinese knot thing, basically, in a way.
Do you have a knot? Do you use that? Any of those knots?
Larry, I do, but as a guide, it's too much time. I use basically mostly mono unless we're throwing spinner baits and stuff like that, because for myself, no, you got to remember what I'm doing. I'm not in a tournament. I'm in a tournament every day, I got to do what's quick and easy. So now say the floral gets busted off. Well, now I got to get another chunk out and make that knot, retie it instead of bang, bang, and we're going again, tying my improved clinch knot. That's so... I might not be the right person to talk about mono or braid to floral. Okay,
you are exactly the right person because I know that's exactly what you'd say.
Okay,
it is different if you were let's say fishing for smallmouth bass a lot, and I'm not guiding, and I have to have a couple of rods set up with the braided line and a leader. Mm-hmm. Tied directly, because I want to tie a 6-foot leader, and if you put a swivel in there, you can't reel the swivel into the guides. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's the deal. So you're forced to use it to learn how to tie that. And the reason is, folks, new listeners, new fishermen, if I'm fishing in heavy weeds, I have to throw like a plastic worm way back in there with no weight. Weedless style, braided line is much more sensitive than mono. I can feel the bites, see the bites, and set the hook much easier than I could 25 or 30 years ago when braided line was not around. Oh, it was, but nobody used it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to do all that. And, of course, saltwater fishing and all that stuff, you'd need to know how to do that. Well, anyway, go on the internet, learn how to tie. Do that in the wintertime.
Yeah. And keep your scissors handy and make some knots and start over and keep doing it until your fingers get that memory in it to do it.
And if somebody ever invents a scissors that will actually clean cut braided line, let me know, because I've bought over the last 5 or 6 years many different brands of scissors, and none of them work unless you have a lot of tension on a line, which is almost impossible to do with one hand. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm coming from on that one?
Yes.
What's the best thing for that then? Would you use like a fingernail clipper or a knife? Or?
A fingernail clipper works, but you got to jerk on it.
Mm-hmm. And he's still
and frayed. And you got to have a very a brand new one that has a fairly sharp edge.
Yep. But that's all part of, you know, the how do you want to say it, technology or improving fishing. You know, how a long time ago, Larry, that mono was the number what changed the world years ago. And then eventually as, you know, braid started and then floral started and then connecting the two. That's just part of the process, you know, so.
Hey, I got Jig and Jim on the line with a knot for you guys. Jim, you're on with Larry and Larry.
Hey, guys. How you doing
Jim.
Today?
Good.
Hey, I got one for you. It's called a figure eight, all right? And it's really easy to tie, even if you have large fingers or even if you have hardly any fingers. It's one of those, you basically just take the line, you go, if you hold your hand out, or just your pointer finger out, the line from your rod goes over your pointer finger, through the hook, back up over your pointer finger, okay? Pinch those two lines down, then take the tag in, wrap around both of those, the loop you've created between your finger and the hook, wrap the line around that like 3 to 5 times, and then it goes back through the top little eyelet that's like, would say, underneath your fingernail, and then pull that tight.
Can you Google it?
It's got to be on the, like a diagram, like a nice visual.
Yeah, I think it's on there.
It's the figure eight knot?
Yeah.
There you go, good tip.
Is it for tying braided to mono, or is it for tying on lures?
For tying on lures, works great. It's really fast. I use that when I'm going tying on jigs.
Okay.
I could flip on a jig in a matter of like 15 seconds. You have a large loop up that way to go and put your line back through. It makes it a lot easier rather than trying to find that little itty-bitty loop down by where the hook eye is.
Well, that's good. A figure eight knot, but it's not for tying a braided to mono. It's made for tying on a lure or a swivel. Figure eight
knot. Works great for that. And what I use for tying knot to knot, I use the one that the fly tires use called the double dunk, and it's basically a uni knot, which can also work great for tying on a lure also.
That one's too complicated for me.
Yeah. Because that one was just one of those where it's kind of like the, you know, it's almost like the old Chinese finger pull thing. You're wrapping, you know.
Right, it's a Chinese finger. It's a Chinese finger deal, Jim.
That's a uni knot. Around there like 4 times on each side around the loop. And if you have a knot on one end already, done.
Well, if you're tying any of that stuff in the wind.
That's
okay,
the problem.
The wind is the biggest. I mean, the wind, the braided line just whipping around and monofilament is stiff, and oh my God, you know, forget it.
So, I'll probably have to go and get some line, maybe bring a couple of hooks along down to the sport show and show you a couple of those, Larry.
The Canadians are attacking Larry again.
If we can find a fishing rod down there someplace, we could sit there and practice knots in the boat.
Am I not on again?
No, you're back. You're good.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That'd be
one
of those. You can go and practice knots in the boat down there during the day. You know, while you're
that's a wintertime activity.
Chatting with the grizz and stuff. Who knows? Maybe it might be a new one for the grizz to learn. I mean, you could always go and pull up a couple.
The
of
grizz don't need
the grizz.
He don't need any knots. Throw your numbers up, buddy.
All right, 612-644-7657.
Have a good night, Jim.
Looking at a couple sports shows coming up here shortly. I'm going to try to get down to the Turkey Classic, that turkey deer hunting thing, in a couple weeks. And then
sounds good.
Got another one out of Hutchinson I'm doing. So.
Well, I might bump into you at the Deer and Turkey Classic.
Yeah, I'm going to see if the guys need help measuring deer down there this year again. So.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Have a good night.
Thanks. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
See you. Hey, I got a good call on the line. This is Andy from Zimmerman's got a tip on cutting braided line. Andy, you're on with Larry and Larry.
Hey, Larry, how's it going, guys?
Great, Andy.
Andy!
Larry, fill you guys in. So there's a forceps out there that has a scissors built into it.
Okay.
And I've bought, every time I can, I find them at some bait shops carry them. Not a lot of the major retailers carry them, but you'll find them at your smaller bait shops. And they're $7-$8, but they cut braided line like no tomorrow. I run Suffix on everything I do.
Yeah.
And I've had an issue. They cut it all the way, never a problem.
And you're saying it's like a surgeon scissors?
Yeah, like a surgeon scissors or like a forceps like you would buy, but there's a scissors built in with the pliers.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen those.
Is it normally right at the cash register, dude, or is it somewhere else in the store normally?
Typically, so I buy them. I live in Zimmerman, so I go to Prince's Bait, and they carry them at Prince's Bait. Okay. They're just with all the other forceps. There's, you know, 5-6 different sizes, or they're just usually right there with that.
And that's not that expensive, $7 or $8.
No.
I'll be on the lookout for those.
Are those a different lengths, too, or is it just one length, man?
The only ones I found are one, your medium size.
Okay.
But they work good for your small panfish all the way up to your walleyes and your pike.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got three or four in the boat. I've got a couple in my tackle box, fish house everywhere. I carry them everywhere.
Like you were saying, if you see them, you buy them.
Oh, yeah, just because you know how many times I've got two kids, and that's the first thing they do is try to throw something down the fishing hole or over the boat.
The magnet.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you need to carry a magnet with you, too, when you got kids. That's
the hole's a magnet, man.
Right on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool. That's a good call. We appreciate it because I know there's a lot of guys that have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like all of us.
Yep.
So.
Thanks for
your... Well, we're heading down to Red Wing here in a couple weeks, so it'll be boat season now.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Give us a call when you get down there.
I will do that.
When you get back home. You don't have to call us when you're there. Just wait till you get back home.
Sounds good. We'll be heading home about this time that Sunday, so I'll give you guys a jingle on the way back.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Have a good night.
So, night. Larry, do you know what Saturday is?
No.
Oh, it's the Freeze Your Butt Tournament down at Red Wing.
Oh, well, it's actually today is the first day of Larry Bowling Spring.
There we go. Okay.
By the way. March 1st. Yeah. So the Freeze Your Butt Tournament in Red Wing is this coming Saturday.
Right. I've done it many times.
I think the weather looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It looks like it, yeah. 50s, so right now.
Oh, my Lord, there's going to be people down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, Larry, of course, you're going to be going down there pretty quick, right?
Yes, yeah.
And, sure and between you and the Grizz, because I really miss that.
Mm-hmm. It's the rite of spring, Larry, you know?
I know.
And
I know.
Wasn't able to get there during the winter here, but yeah, now it's time, so.
I got another tip from the phones if you're interested.
Yep.
Certainly.
This is Matt from White Bear Lake, and he's got a tip on knots. Matt, you're on with Larry and Larry.
Hey, Matt.
Hello, good evening, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good, buddy.
Good, good. I heard a gentleman calling a little bit ago about tying knots from connecting two lines together with a knot.
Yep.
And back in the day is when I used to fish Lake Michigan for king salmon a lot. We'd be running, you know, a 30-pound mono, but we never wanted that by our hooks, you know, because Lake Michigan is getting clearer and clearer all the time. Right. So we always ran like a 12-pound fluorocarbon leader, like, you know, 20 feet of it to our bait. So the knot that we tied, was it Albright?
Yep.
Okay.
And then what we did, of course, before you cinch it, make sure it's wet so you don't burn your line.
Yep.
But then you trim your tag ends, and after that knot is clinched and your tag ends are trimmed, but we always put just a drop of super glue on that.
Yep.
And I never, even on 30-pound king salmon, I've never had one fail.
That's another knot that I've looked at quite a few times. But, again, and it's a good knot. It's one of the best knots in the world, so good tip. In fact, I looked at tying one today and decided it was too complicated for me.
Yeah, you got to tie a bunch of them, you know.
Yep.
And I don't suggest tying them in a boat because they're more difficult.
No, that's course, right.
But
yep.
Every even on my rattle wheels and stuff in my fish house, I use a Power Pro, and then I use a fluorocarbon leader, and I always tie that Albright, and I always give it just a drop of super glue, and it just seems like I've never had one fail in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know what? That's a good tip, and I've heard of guys using super glue before. The only problem is every time I buy a tube of that, I use it one time, and the next time I try to open it up, it's
yep, I can't get it. I understand it. That. Yep, yep.
Is there yep. any cure for that, now that I got you online?
I don't know. You know, I always carry two tubes in my boat in case someone gets cut real bad or something. So
because that stuff, that Nu Skin, that don't work as good as super glue.
No. Super glue is many a times I've... should have went to the hospital, but super glue has worked very well.
Same here.
And electrical tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, if the guys are interested, you know, unless you're really good at tying that Albright knot, I wouldn't suggest trying to tie it in a boat because it's kind of a pain in the butt. But if they rig everything up to join two lines together and they tie that, and then just put a drop of super glue on it, and then, of course, let it set up before you get it in your spool, of course. But never had one fail. Have extremely good luck with it, and I've caught some darn big fish with it.
Cool.
Awesome. Albright knot, good call. Thanks a lot. Call again.
Yep.
Buddy.
Take care, guys.
Yep, have a good night, man. I got one more call. Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Just a minute now. But, God, everybody that buys it, you got to buy two tubes of super glue because you only might use it one time, and then 3 months later you can't get the glue out.
Then they used to make like that tip that you just gotta, you just keep cutting it more and more every time you use it.
BS.
And then next thing you got like just a little nub.
That's all BS. I've got so many tubes of stuff in my basement, you know, the foot long tubes. You use it once and a year later you can't get it out.
Got a lifetime supply of Flex Seal.
Yeah.
Well, I got Gordon from Fishers of Men Club on, and he had something about those scissors. Gordon, you're on with Larry and Larry.
Hi, Larry and Larry.
Hey, Gordon.
Good to talk to you again. Yeah, I didn't want to spend $5 or $6 for scissors that are called fisherman scissors. So in the school supplies area, you know, where kids get their scissors, I just bought a pair of scissors for $2 that have that square blade, you know, not the angled blade, and that worked fine for me.
Does it last?
What?
Does it last?
Yeah, I... lasted fine, but you know, $2 in the down the school supplies aisle. But make sure you get the square blade scissors. That always worked for me.
What's a square blade scissors? I don't. I'm not following you.
Is that more like the tips aren't pointed?
Well, the edge of the blades. Some scissors have an angle cut to them.
Yeah.
But look for the scissors that have a square shape to the blade itself, not the tip, but the blade.
Oh, okay. I get what I think, because like most scissors are kind of biased or beveled, and so these just have a right angle, like a
right.
Okay.
And that's always worked for me. $2 for a pair of scissors.
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. What do you got going on over there? Throw your numbers out for your organization, buddy.
It's Fishers of Men Club, TC.org. And if you want further information, you could call me at 612-860-0331.
Join a fishing club, folks, if you're new into it and have the time, because they might learn you something.
Mm-hmm. And, Gordon, you guys have been around since the 70s, correct?
Maybe the 80s or something. I don't remember exactly. We had
right,
Terry
Gordon.
Tuma speak a couple months ago. I'm not sure who's next.
Well,
here.
Tackle Terry is like the fifth time he's been brought up today.
Where?
He was the Four Outdoorsmen mentioned him. Larry and I talked about him. Yeah, he just came up a lot tonight. Just a shout out to Terry Tuma.
Not on our show, he didn't come up, though. That's why I was asking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, did I fall asleep?
It was when you were unconscious in your boat.
We talked about Terry?
Yeah.
All right, Gordon. Yeah, so, thanks for calling, buddy.
So give that a shot. Talk to you later.
Will do. Have a good night, Gordon. Hey, we're up to the last break here.
Well, and that means it's Bear Facts and Fishtails. We will be right back.
You're tuned in to Bear Facts and Fishtails with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bob Outdoors. If you missed any of the show, click on mybobcountry.com under the Weekend tab to listen to all the archived shows. Everyone has their favorite movie of all time. Maybe Winners kept us stuck inside too long, but we started ranking them. Movie Madness is taking over Bob Country next month. We need your help ranking the best movies of all time. We're starting off with 32 movies facing off head-to-head in their genres and narrowing down the victors round by round until there's only one movie left. What is the greatest movie of all time? Help us find out when Movie Madness begins on Monday.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault. Creating customers for life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Larry here for Frankie's in Chisago City, Minnesota, the number one Ranger dealer in the world. Now, we had a great sports show. So if you're in the market for a new boat made by Ranger, bass, walleye, does it, pontoon boats, Ranger makes them all, maybe an outboard motor, you'll get the best prices. If you're in the market and you haven't thought about Frankie's, you still got time to get a bass boat, by the way. You don't want to wait too much longer, though. Give them a call up there in Chisago City at 651-257-6334 or go online, frankies.net. Now, you know to be number one, you have to be giving out the best prices. Now, Frankie's, well, actually right now he's on vacation for another week, but he's almost always there. So drive on up there. His back in the back room, they have a 8-stall service center. They have a new showroom. Everything is there. The boys in back have been rigging bass boats and walleye boats for many, many years. Joe and Bud, they're his sons. They know what they're doing. You don't get to be number one unless you know what you're doing and you have the best prices. So get it done. They'll be at the sports show, but that's not till April 3rd. Don't wait that long. Order the boat now. Get it done. Again, Frankie's in Chisago City, Minnesota. If you're in the market for a new boat and you haven't thought about going there, you're selling yourself short.
The best showcase of Minnesota bucks under one roof is back. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic is coming March 13th, 14th, and 15th to Canterbury Park in Shakopee. See Michael Waddell and Nick Munt from TV's Bone Collector. Get your antlers scored and visit with over 150 exhibitors. Plus, there's the Wild Trails Kid Zone. Parking is free at the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Now at the new location, Canterbury Park in Shakopee. March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. That's mndeerclassic.com.
To all military veterans, please stop by the Spectacle Shop when you need prescription glasses and receive half off your eyewear. Not just your eyewear, we'll also take half off prescription glasses purchased by immediate family members. The Spectacle Shop is in Uptown Minneapolis, Grand and Lexington in St. Paul, and on Silver Lake Road in New Brighton. The Spectacle Shop is owned by a veteran who would like to say thank you to all military veterans.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
There it is. There's the music. Grizz.
Hey, how you doing?
Talk to Larry and Larry.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. Both of you.
Two Larrys in one place.
Yep.
Two Larrys for the price of one.
There you go.
Yeah. Well.
You been eating any sunfish?
Well, I just got home about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, and I had a heck of a day today. I caught some really nice ones. I had at least 12 to 14 of them that were over 10 inches, and I put those back. I don't like them that big. I keep them from 8.5 to 9.5. That's what I got that. Yeah, we had a good day today. Doggone wind, though. It got a little chilly. I don't know. It was warm on the thermometer, but it wasn't warm on the lake. About halfway through the day, that wind picked up, and, well, I didn't have to jiggle my stick after about 4:30. So fish were, you know, they were spotty. There's so many perch around. All of a sudden, sometimes I get five in a row, you know, and then you'd have to sit there for a while, and then you get one, you know, then you go to another hole and sit there for quite a while, and all of a sudden they'd move in again, you know. And we were fishing about 7 feet of water. Spring bobber, my favorite way to fish. And
what kind of bait were you using, buddy?
I used the old. I've been using a dot rocker for I don't know how many years and a waxworm. And I got
a good old waxworm.
Yeah, I like the waxworm. I had two other fellas with me. They didn't do good today. They caught some, but I had a good day. Most fun I had for quite a while.
But, they don't have the magic fingers.
No. I got my 1947 jiggle stick, too, with the spring bobbers. So they don't have one of them, neither.
So, Grizz. Now, Grizz, folks, for those of you who don't know, lives in East St. Paul. How many miles was it to this lake?
It's over, a little over 100.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's see if I can trick my old buddy Grizz. So it was north.
Yeah, it was north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, could the lake have started with an S?
No.
We're just going to play 20 questions.
Oh, come on, you're lying to me.
No, I'm not lying.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. No, it's a lake. There is hardly anybody fishing on it. I think there's like two other people on the lake all day. And
it's not private, is it?
No. No, it's okay. An open lake, but it's out of the beaten path, and I hope it stays that way.
Good. It is in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll give you that much. Yeah, things are out moving. You know, you can tell it's getting close to spring. We've seen a coyote jumping around this morning on the way up there, and then we went over, well, there's some turkeys that are standing or going out on the lake over there. And what else? Oh, yeah, then we had a couple deer run, you know, on the highway. They were running across the highway. We were coming. So now things are looking better. You know, it's getting closer. But, yeah, I don't know. It didn't feel like it was 40-some degrees today. I'll say that. I mean, you know, 1 o'clock, 1:30, I had to go get my other jacket on. That wind kicked up, and it was blowing from the south in the morning, and it swung around to the straight west. Boy, when it kicked in there and then black clouds come in, there's some kind of front coming, you know. And tonight, fish sort of slowed off, you know, cut off a little bit. We left a little early. Well, now's the time to go.
Right after that wind picked up, I bet the fish kind of quit too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I got a great big bull, you know, and I hooked him right on the end of the skin of his nose, you know, the kind where you get him up in the hole and you try to lift them and they usually fall off. Well, I got him out, but he got to go back in the lake and make some more for next spring, you know, or when they start spawning.
Well, Larry and I were talking about that earlier in the show about, you know, why you should throw back them the big bluegills.
Yeah, you know, the big bulls are the ones that, you know, that's what happened through the years. You know, people got on them spawning beds on the big sunfish and wiped them all out, you know, and they're reproducers, you know, getting the big sunfish in there. And,
yep.
You know, and then, well, there is a... you know, a series of, you know, sunfish, but, well, there's the big ones that get big, and you got the ones that never get big, you know. Well, when you pull all them great big bulls out, the genes go out, well, it takes care of your big bluegills. There's a lot of lakes like that around, you know. But, anyway.
Hey, Larry.
Yep.
As a guide, one of Grizz's competitors, why don't you ask him a secret question so you can learn some?
I I've been listening for years, guys. So it's
Ask him something that you know only a competitor guide might ask.
Was that your lure? That is that an old Laco lure?
What, or bluegills?
No, the lure you're using, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Dot Rocker. The Dot whoever makes that.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. I got, like I say, I got a box that's got jigs in it from 1951, right when they start making, you know, teardrops and stuff. And back in the old days, they used to use what they call a tulipy hook, which is a little round piece of lead on a regular Aberdeen long shank hook. And I used to buy them by the cards back when the sunfish were £4, £5, £7, you know, when we had them, you know. And, well, now that Dot Rocker works, and it works all over. I use that thing as one of my favorites. And you get in the deeper water, of course, I use them, you know, the horizontal jigs. They got more weight so you can get down in 20 feet of water, you know. And but the shallow water, I take that Dot Rocker any place, and I use it any place in the shallow, about 15 feet and shallower. So and today it's Perfect Lake that we're on. It's only where we were fishing, it's only 7 feet, so that was perfect for a spring bobber and a, you know, and a peg stick and a, you know, my favorite rod that I like to use. So
confidence and experience, man.
Yep. A lot of hours on the end of that stick.
Don't lose it.
No. I watch that like a hawk.
Only his best friends can touch his rod.
Yep. I even watch them, so.
Well, that about does it, boys.
What's that?
Grizz, throw your numbers up, buddy. We're at the end of the road here.
All right. Well, area code 651-771-6231, or you can look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. And, well, it's getting time for the river here a little bit. And,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Well,
thanks for being our friend, buddy.
All right. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week again, Larry and
you
Larry
too,
and
Larry and Larry.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good night, Grizz.
Night. See you.
And I want to thank Larry for helping me out and Brandon for being a producer. And, of course, I want to thank Roy Rogers, who was my childhood idol. Well, he's still my idol. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fish Tales or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors, sponsored by the State Bank of Faribault.